The yearly spring hearings that are hosted by the Wisconsin DNR and Wisconsin Conservation Congress are happening this Monday, April 14th. I spoke with LaVon Leibseit, one of Clark County's WCC delegates, and she discussed the hearings in more detail. So, LaVon, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Hi, Riley. Do you know that Wisconsin citizens have an opportunity to influence decisions made by the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, and the Board of Natural Resources, the NRB, about conservation issues?
And that's at the spring hearings?
They really have two opportunities. The first, every year in February, citizens can submit resolutions to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress online about a thought, a concern, or a change they would like to see in regards to conservation.
Okay. So what does the term conservation include?
The DNR is responsible for enforcing the environmental and conservation laws and policies specific to each state. These laws protect wildlife, fish, waters, forests, wetlands, state parks, and other natural areas, as well as keeping the public safe. All of these are part of conservation.
Okay. So why would a resolution go to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress instead of the DNR?
The WCC is the link between the citizens and the DNR and NRB. Through the WCC, citizens can provide input on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources by submitting resolutions in February.
Okay, so you mentioned there are two opportunities to provide input about conservation issues. Is the other one then at the spring hearings?
Yes. Attendees will have an opportunity to provide input, responding yes, no, or no option. Two, advancing the following. One, any resolution that is submitted by a citizen in your county this year. The second, there will be 43 proposed wildlife and fishery management rule changes from the DNR. The third is three NRB advisory questions. And fourth, there are 27 WC advisory questions from advanced resolutions that were submitted by citizens last year. Just so you know, when we use the term input, it is used instead of vote because it doesn't determine the outcome. It is a consensus of what the citizens of Wisconsin would like to see as the outcome.
Okay, so how do they provide the input?
There are three options for attendees at the spring hearings. As the questions are reviewed and discussed, they can choose to either fill out a questionnaire input form, circling yes, no, or no opinion, or if they bring their own electronic device, they can answer the questions electronically while the questions are being reviewed and discussed, or they can answer them electronically at home, as long as they complete the questions between 7 p.m. April 14th and 6 p.m. April 16th.
Okay, so if there are individuals that, you know, they can't make it to the meetings or the hearings, I should say, can they also provide input to the questions?
Absolutely. Non-attendees can go to either website to find and respond to the questions, as long as they do so between 7 p.m. April 14th and 6 p.m. April 16th.
Okay, perfect. So when and where do the spring hearings take place?
The hearings are held in every county in Wisconsin on Monday, April 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. In Clark County, it will be held at the Greenwood Cafeteria in the high school. Other counties can find their locations at either the WI, DNR, or WI Conservation Congress websites. Just look under spring hearings.
All right, sounds good. What else should we know about those spring hearings?
The agenda for the evening from 6 to 6:30 is sign in, meet and greet with the DNR staff and the WCC delegates. At 6:30, the DNR staff will do presentations on what's going on in your county. For us, it would be Clark County. At 7, there is a WC delegate election that takes place. If anyone is interested in becoming a delegate to the WCC, please have an ID. Be ready to introduce yourself and tell why you would like to become a delegate. You can go to the WCC website for information on delegates. At 7:30, resolutions submitted in your county will be presented, followed by an attendee's input. Afterwards, a review of the DNR, NRB, and WCC spring hearing questions will take place, along with the attendee's input to each question.
All right, excellent. Now, if anyone has any questions, where can they go for answers?
They can go to the WCC website to find contact information for the delegates in your county, or they can look under spring hearings on the WCC or DNR website.
All right, excellent. Is there anything else? Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about?
If you fish, there are a lot of questions pertaining to fishing this year. Thank you for the interview, and remember the spring hearings are on Monday the 14th. If you can't make it, please take time to vote. It is your way of expressing your ideals.
Again, the hearings are being held this Monday, April 14th in all of Wisconsin's counties. You can find your county's location by looking under spring hearings on the DNR's and Conservation Congress's websites.